third Mishnah. Shalos Rabbi Elazar. The answer Rabbi Elazar. Mi shalos l'seichiyot v'heres kasela. Makayim tzaveres tzareves hashkin. Person had tzaras, which was the size of a sela coin, which is much larger than the minimum size, and was on this wound. Amalem yaske, close it up. Amalem lama, why? The gadol sir lovan ain't a roy. To get a white hair, which is simatoma, and on the palm of the hand, you don't have hairs. Pisoyan ain't a place. There's nowhere for it to grow to because the entire area of it is covered by saras, and we said that it can't grow into areas which are regular skin. Lemicha ain't a metama. The tumah of micha, of having live skin in the middle of the saras, doesn't apply to this type of tumah. His opinion is that if you have tzaras a certain size, you come back the next week and it shrinks. Come back the third week, it goes back to its original size. That's a siman tuma because relative to the second time it grew. What happens if the entire size of this wound is one gris? So now, if it shrinks, it gets it's taller. So there's no way of it shrinking and growing again. This I didn't hear. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir said, "Alamed bo, I'll teach you what how it can become tamei." Amalai, in the kamed rechachamim, hey, if you want to be mekamed rechacham, vakasha to it. Amalai, Shemi yavolid l'shkenach chutz lav yisul l'tzayichay. Presently, the entire wound is covered with saras, and there's no way for it to expand to. But if he gets another wound next to it, eventually, then it will expand to there. So since you're closing up for the possibility of maybe expanding into a new wound that will come over there. I'm a very wise man, because you have kept the words of the Chachamim.